Kakadosh Baruch Hu, we're just going to continue with the halachot of Shinui Makom. This is talking about that when you're going to change places in the middle of a meal, would that obligate you in a new beracha? So yesterday, just to do a recap, yesterday we mentioned that first of all, within the same room, you're allowed to go from one corner to a completely different corner and there's no problem. So you could be there in the back corner where the cell phone lockers are, all the way until here, and you're going from one corner to another corner, there's no problem whatsoever of any type of changing your place. So you're in a big banquet hall of a wedding, you could go from one place to another, sit down, eat on one table, eat on another table, no problem. Within the same roof, which means under the same roof in the same building, from one room to another, you're also not allowed to change places. However, though, here it does help if you have in mind, which means that when I make the beracha v'motzi, right, if I have in mind that I'm going to eat here and I'm going to move to another room, so therefore it helps. However, though, that beracha v'motzi does not help if I'm going from one building to another building. So in the same building, from one room to another room, right, it helps, but from the building to another building or to outside, it does not help.
So that's two buildings, but under one big.
So therefore, it's very, very important just to know that. Now, the next halakha starts as follows. We have two different concepts brought down. Machloket, first of all, between the Rambam and the Rosh. That the Rambam says that there's no difference between bread and any other types of a food. The second that you left the building, the second that you went out, you've already had it. So we already mentioned yesterday, this could happen that somebody knocks on your door, you walked outside because you wanted to speak to them for a minute, you're in the middle of the meal, you just did Shinui Makom, there's a big problem, right? Or for example, from the sukkah to the house, or house to the sukkah, also would apply the same halachot. So you have to have that in mind as well. Now what happens is that according to the Rosh, he comes and he says, no. He says, if it's going to be bread, that anyway, when we're talking about bread, when you eat bread, you have to go back to say Birkat HaMazon in its proper place. So therefore, it's not considered that you left. Why is it not considered that you left? Because anyway, you have to come back to say Birkat HaMazon. So the fact that you changed, even though again, Lechatchila, you're not allowed to go outside, but the fact that you went outside and you came back, that does not obligate you to make a new beracha. Because since you were having bread, that is as if to say that you're still here. That is the Shita of the Rosh. Now, why is this important to know? Because this is actually a machloka between Maran and Rama. Maran brings down, he paskens like the Rambam, right? And the Rama, he paskens like the Rosh. So therefore, this is actually a very, very important halakha, right? Or the same halakha would apply, which is the third one, which is not only to do with what happens if you already did the Shinui Makom and you didn't leave behind the Shomer, which means you didn't leave behind somebody in the meal that they're going to watch your place. Or, right, it was not bread. So, or let's even pretend according to Maran, it is talking about that it was talking about you ate bread, but you left. So now it comes out like this. According to Maran, right, let's say we're paskening like Maran. We're right now in the Beit HaKnesset, in the back over there, I'm going to make a motzi. I'm going to go outside because somebody rang the doorbell, right, the doorbird. I went downstairs and I opened up the door and I actually went out of the building. The second I went out of the building, when I come back upstairs and I want to continue eating, I have to make Birkat HaMazon and a new HaMotzi and a new Birkat HaMazon. That means if I wanted to continue eating bread, obviously. Right? Why? Because the second that I did Shinui Makom, it obligates me that now I have to say Birkat HaMazon and that which I already ate. And then I'm going to have to come and I'm going to have to make a new HaMotzi and Birkat HaMazon on that which I'm going to continue eating if I wanted to continue eating bread. Now, according to Maran, if you knew that you were doing that, you would have to say Birkat HaMazon before leaving. Which means that if I already knew that I had to go outside, whether it was because I was going to look for something in my car or I was going to go somewhere, I would actually have to say Birkat HaMazon, go to my car, come back, and then again, HaMotzi and Birkat HaMazon. And this is all because of the concept of Shinui Makom. Now there is a machloket, do we paskin like Maran or not? Why? Because this is the Ben Ish Chai, this is the Kaf HaChaim, this is Rav Ovadia Yosef, they all come and they say, Safek v'rachol la'akel kenege Maran, and here you see it again as well, that they come and they say, we don't go like Maran. Why? Because we have so many of the machlokot, so therefore, Safek v'rachol la'akel, we're not going to make the bracha like Maran. According to the Ramah though, right, you would still have to make a new first blessing, HaMotzi. But you wouldn't need to make a Birkat HaMazon right away. You build on what you already ate. You would just say one Birkat HaMazon at the end. So that is the Shita, their Shita. The Birkat HaShem, Rav Moshe Levi, and the Orlet Zion, they go like Maran completely. They say, why? We already learned that when you're going to come and make a bracha shena tzricha, because you have a doubt, so you're allowed to do that. So for example, I'm going to come before Hamotzi, and I'm allowed to make a shehakol before Hamotzi. Why? We're talking about any day, not only on Shabbat, right? We're coming and we're saying shehakol before Hamotzi. Why? Since there's a doubt, that means there's a machloket of the poskim, does Hamotzi exempt liquids? So therefore, I am allowed to come and I am allowed to make a bracha of shakol, which technically it's enatzicha, I don't need this bracha. Because if I just made a motzi, I don't have to make a bracha on a liquid. But since I'm making the bracha to get out of a safek, there's no problem. So says the Or Letzion or the Moshe Levi, the exact same sisod here. We don't say safek bracha la'ker keneg maran, because here, what am I doing? I'm making a bracha because to get out of the safek, according to the Rambam and Maran, I'm not allowed to come and I have to actually make a new blessing. So the fact that I'm causing a bracha shena tzricha, I'm making a bracha that I don't really need, but I'm doing it because of a doubt, there's no problem whatsoever. So it comes out that that's going to be a huge machloke between Rav Ben-Tzion Bar Shaul and Rav Ovadia Yosef. So this is very, very important. According to everybody though, be very careful never to move from your place, never leave the room or never leave the building, because then we get into a lot of problems.